Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, there's a further status orange warning for low temperatures and ice for 13 counties. It has just been issued by Met Éireann in the past 20 minutes, and this comes as road conditions continue to be really treacherous this morning, and that has caused travel disruption for many people once again. Let's get the very latest on this now. Matthew Martin at Met Éireann is with us. Matthew, thank you for being with us. So we have another orange warning coming at us for this evening. Will you explain to us what we can expect?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, so it has been a very cold night with widespread frost and ice in many areas. Last night's lowest temperatures got down at one of our synoptic stations to minus 7.6 degrees in Athenry in Galway. But a provisional low temperature of minus 8.2 degrees was recorded at one of our climate stations, Granard, in County Longford. But as you say, it's going to be another very cold night tonight, and we have just issued a status orange low temperature and ice warning for Carlow, Cavan, Galway, Kildare, Kilkenny, Laois, Longford, Meath, Monaghan, Offaly, Roscommon, Tipperary and Westmeath. And this warning will come into operation this evening from 7 p.m. and be in operation until 8 a.m. on Friday. And of course, all other counties in Ireland will be under a status yellow low temperature and ice warning too. So all areas of the country will get further ice and very low temperatures tonight.
So that decision to issue the orange warning again for tonight, is that based around how cold it's going to get? So can we expect -6 to -8 again?
Yeah, so really over a widespread area for us to issue a status orange warning, we need temperatures to fall below -5 degrees widely over the county area. So we're expecting temperatures tonight to get widely in these areas between -5 and -8 degrees. It could dip locally to -8 or -9 degrees potentially as well. And then elsewhere, obviously, in the status yellow areas, temperatures will widely get below -3 degrees. So really right across the country, there'll be hazardous driving conditions tonight on the roads and underfoot.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been sent some pictures of fresh blankets of snow in places like Leitrim this morning. Was there much snow overnight?
Yeah, so we did record some sleet and snow showers in parts of North Connacht and West Ulster overnight. I don't have any numbers on the accumulations, but certainly there could potentially have been a few centimetres of snow in some areas up there. So that will obviously add to the hazardous conditions. And we are, of course, under a status yellow low temperature and ice warning until lunchtime tomorrow right across the country, including the daytime today.
And will there be more showers then in the coming 24 hours?
So the good news is that things will gradually improve this weekend. But before that, we are expecting tomorrow morning a weak band of rain and sleet to move up into some southern counties tomorrow morning. And that could well turn to snow for a time over some hills. But that will really be the last of the wintry hazards, with a steady thaw then setting in later tomorrow and through the weekend. And then by Sunday, it will turn much milder at that stage.
But it is going to be a slow thaw, so people should be careful with plans for the weekend.
Yeah, so certainly, including tomorrow, of course, as that thaw sets in, there'll still be ice and slippery conditions, especially as that rain, sleet and snow moves into southern and southwestern areas tomorrow morning. That could freeze on impact and cause very hazardous conditions through tomorrow morning. So really, it's not until Sunday where we see a real proper thaw at that stage.
Matthew, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on all of that. Matthew Martin from Met Éireann. I'm joined on the line now again by Liam Galvin, Fine Gael councillor for Abbey Feel in Limerick, who we spoke to on the programme yesterday, Liam, but we wanted to bring you back because, I mean, we were all really struck by your description of what people have been going through and what they were contacting you about. So tell us what has been happening there overnight and this morning. How are things?
Yeah, look, Claire, there's very little of an improvement here. We had temperatures this morning at 7:30 of -6. We had a flurry of snow from 7:30 to 8:00. The road conditions are absolutely lethal. Many roads, Claire, still impassable. But again, Claire, I need to acknowledge the work that's been carried out by all the council staff, the Ishgairn, the ESB. I just found out this morning we have in excess of 1,000 kilometres of road to look after. It's the scale of work, the body of work that's required is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But things haven't improved. Like, there are people still isolated, roads that haven't been ploughed. Even the roads that are ploughed now, we still cannot access them from private houses.
Well, when I was chatting to you yesterday, you were telling me that Transport Infrastructure Ireland were sending in snow ploughs. How did that work out over yesterday?
The snow ploughs are working, Claire, but it's the loading shovels that are really doing the work now, because the ploughs, the snow has gone so hard, it's like just concrete now.
Mm-hmm.
So the snow ploughs effectively aren't doing the job that they're designed to do. A snow plough is for fresh snow, if you like. But the loading shovels that have come in, and we've got local contractors who I'd like to say thanks to, that have come on board, and they are doing their job with the scale and the body of work that's required. The one good thing that came out of yesterday's conversation, I'd like to say thanks to you for this, is that we're after setting up in Limerick City and County Council a humanitarian line inside. So we have two contact numbers for people that need provisions. There are people living in remote rural Limerick, Clare, that haven't had heating, water, nothing with the last 5 days. So we have emergency numbers set up. Please contact the local authority. If there's provisions required, we will try and get them to ASAP.
And how does that work then? I mean, how are people getting those provisions if they need them, if they make the phone call?
Well, the local authority have the army now on board with the 4x4s.
Ah.
4x4s brought in. And we expect to get the provisions out, such as bread, milk, water. There are people, Claire, genuinely, that haven't left their home since the snowfall.
Yeah, you can well understand it, because even if you had power and you felt you could drive, you'd be terrified to put your foot outside the door, really, in those conditions.
Look, it's more so the elderly people. And again, if I can make the call to the kind-hearted people that are out there in the farming community, to please call on their elderly neighbours there. And if there's provisions required, to please pick up the phone. I can give the phone number for Limerick.
Do.
Claire, if you wish, there. It's 556-000. So that's 556-000. And out of hours office number then is 417-833.
Okay. Well, look, we'll give those numbers again. So a Limerick number, 556-000. That's the one that's the office hours,
yes.
Number. And then the out of office number, again, a Limerick number, 417-833. Did I get that right?
That's right, Claire. And I just look, again, if people need provisions, so please pick up the phone, ring myself or ring the office, any of those two numbers, and we'll try and get whatever provisions are required. Look, I'm getting phone calls today and they're worrying. They're quite alarming, really, I'll be honest about it.
You're still getting the phone calls, Liam, are you?
Absolutely. Look, a poor woman rang me last night. Her mother and father hasn't seen him since the snowfall. She's living in Kerry. The parents are living in Athy. And just to try and get provisions out to him now. And in fairness, the provisions got there yesterday. So at least there's something positive happening from that point of view.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ESB were saying this morning they have managed to reconnect a lot of people. But are you saying there's still some who are without power?
Well, I was speaking to good friends in Brussels, I know that's in Kerry, and it's supposed to be dreadful out there. There's still large sections of Brussels, for example, that are without power. There are areas still in Athy without power. Claire, we're going to have to sit down around the table with the ESB and Irish Water when this is all over and done with. There are people, for example, in Athy there, there's lines going through forestries, and for the life of me, I cannot understand how the branches and the trees aren't cut back from the ESB network.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of this is where the branches are overhanging with the weight of the snow. They're bringing down power lines. Look, even the storm, they'll knock trees down on top of power lines. This is going to have to be rectified, because in today's age, having people without water, essential services as ESB and water in this day and age, because of lack of cutting back of hedges, lack of cutting back of trees, to me isn't good enough, and I think that needs to be addressed.
Right, so more planning when the dust settles on all of this is what you're
Absolutely.
Saying. And listen, we know you've acknowledged that the crews out there are doing their best, and we know they're trying to get them in choppers
Absolutely.
And everything to try and do the work, but you know, they can't. Yeah, and they can't do everything in a couple of days, but they're doing their best. But what you're saying is we need to look at a plan for the next time.
Well, Claire, I think, look, we need to sit down with all the agencies here. Look, certainly we can learn from this, you know, and there is, you know, this is a learning curve. It's the first time we've seen anything like this in modern times.
Yeah.
But we have to prepare for it. we certainly can learn from it. I would ask that the Royal Crews be brought on board as well, because they are the guys that are really after learning from this. Irish Water need to be brought on board to try and get out information to the public along with the ESB. And if that could be done, I think we'd have a good day's work done.
Liam, thanks very much. And thanks for getting in touch and for all the work that you're doing there. And if anyone is listening to this and you're in Limerick and you're stuck in your house and you don't have any supplies, will you please ring the number? Don't be at home on your own and worried and cold and even hungry. But from what Liam has told us, I'm just going to give you the number again. It's 55 60 00. Give them a call and they will get someone out to you to give you a hand. I want to go to Clare-based GP Dr. Maura Finn now. Maura, listening to all of that, and I said there that people might be afraid to put their foot outside the door. Some people do that and then they might have a slip and a fall. Are you seeing more people coming into you or phoning you because that has happened to them?
Well, we've a lot of people who are actually phoning because they don't want to go outside, quite rightly, because they're afraid of slipping and falling. And that, so the big things that happen this time of year with this kind of weather is the fact that, you know, the increased risks of falls, which can lead to bruises, cuts, sprains, but also fractures, which, especially if you're elderly, can be very debilitating. And then also, you know, your ability to fight infection is reduced because of the cold. And this is the time, as we know, when there's a big peak in the flu and RSV as well. So it's kind of like a whole double whammy. Mm-hmm. What the previous man said actually was very interesting about supplies as well. I would really be careful that none of those people that are out, that are stuck at home, are out of their medical supplies, because that in itself could be very dangerous too. So I know pharmacists would go out of their way to try and supply if people can't leave the house. So do call and try and make sure that you're up to date with your medicines.
That's really important.
Relations should do that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if people very unfortunately slip on the ice or the snow and they have a suspected break or a fracture or a sprain, are you telling them to go into the emergency department? Because we know that they are very busy. We know there's a lot of flu around and people would be might be nervous of that too for that reason. But should they go in regardless?
No, actually. And this is a really good opportunity to mention this. Almost every place in the country has what's called a local injuries unit, which is designed to avoid those minor injuries from going into ED. ED is designed for more serious illnesses. So falls and slips and sprains and even fractures are treated in the local injury units, which are separate to ED. Mm-hmm. And almost everywhere in the country has those. So they're designed for that. They're a wonderful service. They're usually much quicker than an ED service. And you don't have that kind of exposure to the medical stuff. The colds and flus and RSV are usually actually and should be in the hospital situation. So these are usually in kind of, say in Ennis, we have one that's in Ennis Hospital, which doesn't have an ED, but it has a local injuries unit. And it's open from 8 to 8, maybe even extended hours at the moment, every day of the week. So that's where I would advise people to go. And if people ring us with, say, a suspected fracture, we don't see them. We usually will redirect them directly to the local injuries unit. So that's so important. And it would be really good to, I think you probably even can put it up on your website or something, the link with the HSC and the local injury units, because they deal with this. They want to deal with this. This is what they're set up to do.
Okay, so that's the local injuries unit, and make sure that you go there and you seek help and don't be worried about doing that. With this new orange warning, we have another night now of really cold temperatures. As Matthew from Met Erin was explaining to us again, we could be down around the -6 mark, and it is really important for people to stay warm, which can be hard to do when the temperatures have been sustained in this low range for so long.
It has, because, you know, houses will have gotten cold. Well, I suppose it's really about as well people being careful about it. They're trying not to spend too much money heating houses, but you have to heat the rooms that you're going to be most likely in. You need to move as well. It's not just about being in bed and wrapped up. If you don't move, you're actually more at risk of developing an injury when you get up. You have to kind of keep moving. Light layers of clothes are really the answer as well. Not big, thick layers of kind of something heavy. Many, many layers is the best way to stay warm. drinking small, warm drinks is often good too, eating small amounts regularly. Just knowing that your immune system is reduced when it's cold, we can't fight infection as well. It's another reason to stay home as well, you know. But if you are in any way concerned about hypothermia, and that would be also most so with people who may be rough sleeping or, you know, have very poor conditions that they're living in, you know, don't take a chance. They really need to be in a hospital situation because it is a life-threatening event. Thankfully, in Ireland, we see it very, very rarely. The other thing I would say, just about kind of when people are trying to heat themselves, we often see hot water bottle burns and scalds.
Oh.
So be careful about that. Make sure that you don't overfill them and that they're closed properly. And having a cover on it is probably better. But it's something we see very regularly, but very, you know, you see a few a year, and it is because people are probably, their sensation isn't as good as well, and if they have it down at the feet, particularly if they're a diabetic with poor sensation, they may not notice that it's burning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something to watch for. Electric blankets you need to be careful of, and carbon monoxide, you know, again, just make sure, we were always talking about making sure you don't have drafts in your home, but you do need ventilation, and make sure you have a carbon monoxide alarm.
Right, plenty to think about, Maura. Thank you very much, Dr. Maura Finn there, Clare-based GP. And earlier we heard from Liam Galvin and from Matthew Martin at Met Erin. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.